To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello there, news listeners. Yes, you know what day it is. It's Friday. And it's time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. It's the 22nd of April, 2022. Few extra twos going on today. Here comes the best technology news that has been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. iPhone users out there that just say, yeah, I'm done with iPhone. I got to move on to Google's ecosystem. As you might be aware, Google's iPhone app for wirelessly switching to Android, it's still not available. And if you're hoping I'm about to give you an update saying when it's going to be, I still don't know. We did get a little confirmation, though, from Google saying it's a-coming. Actually, it should be here in a few weeks. Now, most people have been backing up things on Google Drive or plugging in a cable and having Google walk you through the whole freaking process. Unfortunately, Google let out of the bag and gave a little glimmer of hope that said that process would be a lot easier with their switch to Android app is actually released for iOS. Of course, when they told us, we thought, it shouldn't be that far away. Yeah, apparently it's further than even Google thought. In fact, a lot of people got excited when the switch to Android popped up on the App Store last week, and they got unlisted real quick after that. From what we've been told at Google HQ, the app still needs a little bit more tweaking. And we're also hearing that Pixel devices, they also need a little more tweaking. That's probably a whole other software update that I don't even want to think about. Moving on to Apple now, if you love your Apple walled garden, and you love those DJ mixes, and you love spatial audio, well, your world just got great on a Friday. Apple says they now have launched DJ mixes in spatial audio, giving listeners definitely that more immersive experience. Of course, to experience that, you gotta also invest in some Apple AirPods. But hey, that's Apple. And the press statement, of course, Apple said that the company added the spatial audio to the DJ mixes because it's the next natural step, showing that Apple Music is committed to sound and DJ mixes. Boy, if that isn't a PR statement, I don't know what is. I could actually go on, but I'm just going to bore you with it. One thing's for sure, though, it does benefit those DJs out there. And by the sound of it, you're not going to get tired of the mixes either. Apparently, new DJ mixes will be added monthly, as Apple has debuted the 15 Boiler Room mixes. Apparently, these are mixes captured at nightclubs and festivals, making the listener, because of spatial audio, feel like they're right there. And finally, hey, they always say better late than never, but this was damn near never. Talking about Garmin's Vivo Smart Fitness Tracker. Those of you who haven't heard of it, well, this happened 5 years ago, so I don't blame you if you forgot. Well, finally, it's out, the Vivo Smart 5. After 5 years of research, this is according to Garmin, if you were excited about getting a new model, well, it ain't much different from your old model. Actually, when you pick up the watch, it actually gives off the vibe of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It still has the slim appearance of its predecessor, but it does have a much larger OLED screen, plus an interchangeable band. The Vivo Smart 5 also has connected GPS. So that way you know where you are, Garmin knows where you are, of course, and probably so does the government. It also keeps the speed and pace of your runs and even bike rides too, and actually has 14 different modes for activity tracking. Probably the nicest feature of the new watch, however, though, battery life. Vivo Smart 5 battery is claiming to last for 7 days on a single charge. However, though, you better not enable pulse or sleep tracking. Apparently, that really sucks up the battery life. It's going to retail for about $150 and will come in 3 lovely little colors, cool mint, black, and white. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, do you love the new show? Well, we could use your support. Head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, or even a cup of coffee, as I like to say, you could help keep the new show on the air. Of course, while you're at the British Tech Network, don't forget to check out all the fine podcasts over there. The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Latest Photo Show is up there, too. Pop on by our Facebook page and give us a thumbs up over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community at the Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show cruising into the weekend now. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a funky Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.